KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
And welcome to the Hour of Hope Freedom Edition. I'm your host, Pastor Matthew Roman, and I'm so glad you're with me on this wonderful Sunday. We are taking the theme of freedom. We're going to be in John chapter 8 if you've got your Bibles for our Bible study. I want to give a shout out to all my regular listeners. We're here every week. We talk about the hope we have in Jesus Christ on this wonderful radio. You can check out the website apradio.org to learn more great community information and music and all those things that are empowering and part of a local radio station. Let's pray, and God be the glory. God, thank you for this opportunity to focus on the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you be glorified. Thank you again for your grace. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. We're going to continue with songs about freedom, the Bible study about freedom. Do you have freedom? Well, if you know Jesus Christ, you do have freedom.
I want to clap a little louder than before. I want to sing a little louder than before. I want to jump higher than before. I want to shout. Freedom.
shackles and no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Lift your voice and help me say it.
No more shackles. Whoa. No more chains.
Yeah.
No more. I am free. Yeah.
Come on, if you believe it. Oh, help me say it. Yeah.
No more shackles. Oh. No more chains. No more.
You
bondage.
Are free.
I am free.
You know the freedom that changes your life and brings joy. Well, you, if you believe in Christ and you have that experience like he talks about in his word, again, we're going to be in John chapter 8. You might want to turn to there now. You can experience the true inner freedom regardless of your age or mobility. You can have that joy, that peace that comes from only knowing Jesus Christ.
My hands were tied, my feet were bound. Buried alive, covered in ashes. My soul was 6 feet underground. Then you rolled that stone away. You pulled me from the grave. Praise the Lord, I saw a light and I'll never be the same. Got that freedom, freedom in my soul. I got that fire, fire in my bones. I got that resurrection, got that hallelujah. I got that freedom, hey, freedom in my soul. Tried to steal my victory, but I stared those demons in the eyes. 'Cause these boots gonna crush the enemy. Got that freedom, freedom in my soul. I got that fire, fire in my. Freedom in my soul.
shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name. Chains will fall, prisons shake at the sound of Jesus' name.
You're getting the message through some pretty upbeat, powerful music about the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. I want to read John chapter 8, where we're going to be looking at today. It's found in verse 12. Jesus is just, in the text, freed the woman caught in adultery, dealt with her. And the text jumps to another time Jesus was talking. And it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go." That's so powerful. "Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. If I judge, my judgment is true, for I'm not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come? And said to them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he speaketh them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is of me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Life was a cold, deep, dark place, confusing, painful, alone. My eyes could not focus, no joy filled my thoughts. Anger and pain seemed to reign on my heart's throne. Then I heard of God's love, I tasted relief, I felt healing hands touch my soul. Now I can see Christ died for me. He took my shame. He changed my name. I am free. He broke the chains that held me there. His love surrounds me everywhere. He will supply my every care. I am not alone. Fulfill God's own plan, promised, foretold, and true. Crucified on that cross, paid all sin's cost. He bids you welcome to come, be made new. I was blind on that day, but his healing clay made me whole. My scales fell away. Now I can see Christ died for me. He took my shame. He changed my name. I am free. He broke the chains that held me there. His love surrounds me everywhere. He will supply my every care. I am not alone. Chains that held me there. His love surrounds me everywhere. He will supply my every care. I am not alone. Now I am free. Now I am free.
So let's talk about freedom ends with Jesus Christ. Look at what he's saying here. He says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. In that culture, that meant something light. Earlier in the Gospel of John, John had written something about this. He had written in John chapter 1, verse 4, and in him was life, meaning Christ, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehendeth not. Two things about people and their sin, they are in darkness. They cannot comprehend the light, Jesus Christ. Light is how we see. Light illuminates us. They believed in illumination. And Jesus is saying, I am it. I am the one. If you want true light, you have to come to me. There is no other light for the world to be able to see. To be able to see. And then he explains a little bit more. He says, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Following means you're coming after. You're not just believing in the sense of I have intellectual assent, meaning your whole paradigm of where you're going has changed. Has changed. And he says, but shall have the light of life. Remember, Jesus came to give us life abundantly, John 10:10. People don't need a religion. Religion gives you words and works and philosophy and all these things. What people need is life. And that comes through Jesus Christ. So after he makes this proclamation, it says, the Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, and that record is not true. In other words, well, you can't say that about yourself. We reject you as not true. There's two things they didn't believe. One, Jesus has no connection to the Father. Two, they didn't accept it. And three, he is not the truth. And then Jesus answers. He says, though I bear record of myself, see, it takes two people to bear record or witness of himself. Yet my record is true, for I know whence I come and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. Basically what he's saying, it is true because I have come from the Father. I will go back to the Father. I am of God. In John 1:1 it says the word became flesh, John 1:14, and dwelt among us. He is God. And he tells them, you're judging by the outwards. You're not really judging according to truth and who someone really is. 16, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I'm not alone, but I and the Father have sent me. He says, I can bear witness myself as true, but also the Father, because he says, in your law, you say two men establish it. You have to have two witnesses. That comes from Deuteronomy. And he says, I am the one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth with me. Remember, the Bible talks about a Trinity, triune God, one God, three persons. He says, they both testify of me. Then he goes on. It is, then said they unto him, where is thy Father? So they continue from the idea of you're not true. And he says, I'm true. I'm witnessing myself, testifying. I'm the light of the world. Now they're like, well, where's your Father? He's like, you don't know me. You don't know my Father. Because if you knew me, you would know God. Because he is God in the flesh. You can't know Jesus and not know God, because they're one and the same. And he's saying, basically, these religious leaders and these other people, hey, listen, if you want God, you got to believe in me. These words spake Jesus in the treasuries he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour is not yet come. A couple things, it tells you where it happened, in the temple, the prayer area the Jewish people had to come to. And he says, basically, they wanted to take him out. We know that from earlier chapters, but there's this control of when Jesus will die on the cross and rise from the dead. He's in control of that over, and it's my time is not yet come. He tells his mother, my time is not yet come. Verse 21, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you seek me, and you shall die in your sins. Whether I go, you cannot come. He says, I'm going away. You're going to look for me later. You're not going to find me. You're going to die in your sin. Sin is the rebellion we have against God. Sin here is the rejection of their Messiah. He says, you die in sin. Sin is spiritual death. Sin is physical death. It's the idea of your sin causes your death. You will die spiritually. You will die apart from God. And this ultimate sin, they rejected the Messiah. And then they say, is he going to kill himself? They don't get it at all. Because he said, you can't go where I'm going. And then he says in verse 23, ye are from beneath, I am from above. You're of this world, I am not of this world. He's clearly showing his connection to God and the importance of receiving Jesus Christ as the representative of God. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. He brings them back around to their sins. They need to believe in him or they will die apart from God. They will die in their rebellion, dying in their sin, for the wages of sin is death. Now they ask him a question, who are you? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. He said, I'm the one that I told you from the beginning of who I was. I told you I came from the Father. I have many things to say to you and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world these things which I have heard of him. They understand not that he spake to them of the Father. He says, I'm going to judge you. I came from the Father. You don't understand that. They didn't understand it. More importantly, they didn't want to understand it. The evidence is right in front of them, Jesus Christ. And then we get to freedom. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, when he's crucified, then you shall know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. You just see the unity. Jesus filled the will of the Father. He did the will of the Father on earth when he died on the cross. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him. Think about that. He says, I'm doing the will of the Father, God the Son, God the Father, God the Spirit. He is in complete unity with them because he is one. He says, I'm doing what you want, what the Father wants me to do. We're almost to the main point. He says, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always the things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. There was an outpouring. People said, that is the one. They believed in him. But then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him. So this is the message to those that believe in him. This is the message for us. One, if you continue in my word, if you continue, if you don't quit, if you continue in the truth, he is revealed. You are my disciples indeed, a disciple is a follower. Remember, he started this with, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, have the light of life. He says, if you continue, if you keep doing that, you're my disciples indeed. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Do you want to be free? You've got to believe and then follow Jesus Christ. Make a decision to follow him, to orient your life around his word. If you don't do that, you'll never be free. He gives everyone the offer, believe in me and follow me. You will be a disciple and you will be.
Praises to his name. us to worship. There's no suffering that can disturb our peace within. 'Cause when crisis in the heart, nothing can break us apart. For true freedom starts with Jesus in my heart.
Keeping prisoners tied and bound, God in heaven leave, no captive could escape. Though my heart tells me that I could never be set free from this prison deep inside of me. Listen to the praises that they sing, turning these dark prison walls into the halls of heaven's ring.
The chains that bound us can't restrain us to worship. There's no suffering that can disturb our peace within. 'Cause when crisis in the heart, nothing can break us apart. For true freedom starts with Jesus in my heart. At the tread of the angels, the earth was shaken. Paul and Silas still rejoicing, casting himself to them, inquiring,
"Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
Don't let the chains that bind your life restrain you to worship. Don't let the suffering and pain break your peace within. Let Christ come into your heart and you will never fall apart. For true freedom starts with Jesus in your heart. Suffering that can disturb our peace within. 'Cause when Christ is in the heart, nothing can break us apart. When you are found worthy
to suffer in Jesus' name,
found faithful,
then you have found
freedom in Christ.
There is a really fun song that an individual, two guys in the hip-hop genre did about the impact Christ had. It's called Up, and it's just the idea of Christ builds you up and lifts you up, and it's just fun. You'll want to sing along, but here is the song, Up.
I was down, but now I'm up. Yeah. This all God, this ain't no luck. Yeah. I used to be stuck in that mud. I was down, but now I'm up, 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 up. I was down, but now I'm up. Yeah, this all God, this ain't no love. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up, 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 up. I was down, but now I'm up. Like my name Lazarus, no Satan gon' be mad at this. I had to ask my dad if it's okay to swing my bat at this. He said, if I picture this out of the park, moving so quick, it's like they stuck in park. They see the numbers, but I see the heart. 10,000 hours you spent in the dark, putting in good work, even though you didn't even know that it would work. Talk about a man who grew up in woodwork, do it for the love of it, that's the way it should work. Yeah, yeah. I know some people gonna look at me crazy, and I'm like, for what? Man, I was stuck. I was down, but now I'm up. Yeah. It's all God, this ain't no love.
Like a seesaw when I'm on a beat, like an old man's lawn, better keep off. From the ground to the treetops, got clouds on my feet like Jack and the Beast. I jumped off quick, went straight in a free fall. Cowboy hat and the mic singing yeehaw. Landed on my feet like a feline, put him back in the seat like a recline. Ayy, what you mean I'm not worthy? Did it with a purpose, didn't need a permit. Digging from the bottom and I brought it to the surface. Mind your business, now who I worship? Who the little guy making big, big, big moves? Tick tock, turn it to a tick, 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 boom. Yeah, I talk a lot of stuff. Till I went and turned it where?
I was down, but now I'm up.
Let's go.
One of my favorite songs maybe I've ever heard, and I say that about so many songs, you know, if you've been with me, it seems like every song is my favorite song, but I like this song. In Exodus chapter 3, God gives Moses the name, his personal name to the Jewish nation, ultimately, I am, being the self-existent one. And in John chapter 8, we just went through a little bit of it. At the end of chapter 8, here's what he says. And Jesus saith unto them, he's talking to the Pharisees again, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. In other words, he used that name for himself. And this song is called I Am. And just the power of Jesus Christ, the great I Am, to change lives. And then after that, there's a song that'll connect with them, both from Lancaster Baptist, the idea, I will rise. I'm going to rise up with the Lord. Actually, I think it's from, it's either Lancaster Baptist or West Coast Baptist. They're connected because they're the West Coast and the extension of Lancaster Baptist. So anyway, enjoy I Am and meditate on it. And then the song, I will rise. Because if we believe in Christ, we will rise.
Star, I am the breath of all creation, who always was and is to come. I am the one who walked on water. I am the one who calmed the seas. I am
And I will rise.
Well, that will do us. Do you have freedom in Jesus Christ? And we've come to the end. That'll do us. We went through the hour of hope, and we talked about it. But I want to ask you, do you have the freedom that Jesus Christ offers? If you say no, or you don't want to know, why don't you ask God right now for that freedom? He just said you got to believe. You got to come to Him. On His terms, you can do it. Pray with me right now. Tell God, say, God, I want that freedom. You know what I'm going through. I need that freedom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I know you enjoy this radio station, having a local radio station across the Aleutian Plain in this borough, especially or online at apradio.org. I'm asking you to consider doing something. This programming comes to you free of charge. It doesn't cost you, but the radio station will be doing a fundraiser. And I wonder if you might be able to give $1, $5. Maybe you can give more. You see such value in this radio station. If you're somebody that can do it, I mean, we're going to keep coming to you. We're not going to charge you no membership, but we would like you to consider thinking about, if you're able, to giving a gift maybe monthly, one time, to this radio station, apradio.org, that you know faithfully comes to your area. If you're listening online, you can go to the website and find out how to give right there. Send a message. They'll be glad to get back with you. Just think about it. Consider it. In a big hard sale, if you can't do it, that's fine. Just keep enjoying. But some of you maybe could give. I'm just wanting you to consider it. God bless you. And I'll be here next Sunday, and the programming will continue. But again, the radio station website is apradio.org. Have a wonderful week. Remember, the only hope we have is in Jesus Christ. The only freedom, true freedom, is in Jesus Christ. I think let's go out with one of the songs we started with, Freedom, just because it's such a powerful, exciting, just a soul-filled song as we finish with Freedom.
Sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time.